This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Okay, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solution with exceptional follow-through. Can't wait to get across the couple leaderboards we have going on this week. We've got Pete DeLongshaw joining us at 8:30. We'll hear more on DeLongshaw from Charlie here in just a second. As far as the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Shane Lowry leads the way by two over Wyndham Clark going into Saturday. You also have the opposite field event, the Puerto Rico Open, going on, where Rasmus Nygaard Pedersen leads Colonial Championship winner Davis Riley by one shot. And then you have some Korn Ferry Tour action where Houston's own Cole Hammer is in a share of the lead going into the weekend there at Prince of Wales Country Club in Santiago, Chile. Charlie, great to be with you this morning. How you doing?
You know, Will, I couldn't be better. Michigan weather has left us, and we're going to have a 75-degree day in Houston, Texas. Spring has sprung. We're going to start getting on the golf course, having some fun. Unlike you, you're up in the northern, Himalayas. Where'd you go skiing?
Yeah, I'm up here, I'm actually up here in Big Sky, Montana at the moment. So, yeah, quite chilly. But dress for it, get a little skiing in, and head back down to the warm weather in Houston.
Well, what do you think of Bay Hill?
Well, I think it's just been incredible through the first 2 days. I mean, obviously Shane Lowry has been playing very well. 69, 67, started 8-under. You've got a former U.S. Open champion in Wyndham Clark up there. This is a great course fit for him with the way he can hit the driver. And Rory McIlroy, Pebble Beach winner, won his 27th PGA Tour win at Pebble Beach. He's four back heading into the weekend. So as far as the talent, Charlie, I'm very impressed with it. I'm curious what your take is on the smaller field, only 70 players, 50 pros and one amateur. Jackson Covion made it to the weekend. Would Mr. Palmer be okay with a shortened field as far as the Arnold Palmer Invitational?
I don't think so. Liv has influenced a lot of things in the new golf scene, but to turn away Jordan Spieth, who wants to play in your event and you can't find room at the end for him, I don't know what they're going to do with the PGA Tour and the Liv Tour, but I hope they get it solved real soon and we get back to real golf.
Yeah, no doubt, Charlie, no doubt. This is the fourth of eight signature events on the 2025 schedule. Another great former major champion, Jason Day. He's only four back after rounds of 76-64. Adam Shupak, your guy Adam Shupak, he wrote a great story yesterday about how Jason Day has reunited with Colin Swatton, the coach, caddy, and mentor that got him to world number one. They met in Australia when Day was a troubled 12-year-old kid. Do you think Day is a player who can get back in the winner's circle as far as the signature events, major championships are concerned?
Well, he's my favorite this weekend. Jason Day is an incredible athlete. He's, done a few things that he probably shouldn't have and hurt his back. But he's on the way, and I think he can really – The Bay Hill Golf Club is really, really difficult because of the rough and the different dog legs and so on and so forth. And Jason has control of his golf ball. And we're going to have a good weekend of watching really good golf. But we're missing some great champions. And there's room at the end. There's still room there. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, even, we've learned a lot from the Masters, and they have about 80 players that they let play in the championship, and that seems to be a pretty good number. So they're going to have to revisit this so we don't leave guys like Jordan Spieth and other champions that want to get ready for the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
and get ready for, he's back. He's been injured. Jordan has, and he wants to play.
No, there's no doubt. And you look at, you know, who took Spieth's spot this week. Minwoo Lee and Rafael Campos were the two other exemptions. And, you know, as well chronicled how Rafael Campos wrote a very nice letter to Sam Saunders in the Bay Hill, you know, committee pleading his case. He did win the Bermuda Championship there in the fall season. But Campos, 80-76 to start the week. He'll be going home early. He missed the cut. And then Minwoo Lee, you know, a lot of people like to call him the chef, the way he can work it around a golf course. But he started 78-73, and he'll be going home at the halfway point of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So, you know, yeah, I would say guys like Jordan Spieth, you could make an argument, you know, early on in his career, Spieth did not go to the Arnold Palmer Invitational a whole lot until it became a signature event. But then you have guys like Ricky Fowler, Charlie, who, you know, has not been as sharp as Spieth, but over the years has always participated in the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I read the 1 year that Ricky did not compete in the AP, he actually drove from Jupiter down to Bay Hill to tell Mr. Palmer in person that he would not be playing. So I think Ricky is someone who's always respected this tournament. And looking back, you know, only a 70-man field, I think they absolutely could have worked room in for Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler this week, Charlie.
I agree with you 100%. And Arnold Palmer was he included everybody. I mean, he'd let the bus driver play if he could, you know. But so be it. We learned from our mistakes, and we got to move forward. It's going to be a great afternoon. Weekend of golf, and we're moving towards the Players Championship, and then we're moving back to Augusta. So we got a lot of good golf to look forward to.
Yeah, Charlie, I know we discussed it a little bit last week, but what are some of your early experiences at Bay Hill and spending some time there with the King?
Well, you know, that's a special. It's open to the public. They have a nice little inn there that you can stay at and participate in all the activities that are around Bay Hill. And you see Arnold, when he was alive, he was always around shaking hands, making sure everybody was comfortable. It was really a great place. I had breakfast there one morning with the King, and it's just such a relaxed atmosphere. And the golf course is, you know, it's set between a bunch of homes, but it's a great golf course to watch. I watched Angel play it many times, Cabrera, and I know a lot of the other champions. You know, it's just a special place because of who it was built by, and that was the King.
Yeah. But he did a great job. I mean, as far as course setup, Charlie, I mean, 8-under is the lead going into the weekend. You know, relatively, you know, scores on the higher side with the overseed rough up over 4 inches and the lightning fast Bermuda greens. I mean, this is one of the best challenges, you know, as far as the Florida swing. And I'd feel like, you know, in the entirety of the PGA Tour schedule, this has to be one of the tougher stops.
Oh, yes. A day-to-day golf tournament. It's not a major like the U.S. Open. But it plays like the U.S. Open. It's a major because of whose name is on the scoreboard, and that's Arnold Palmer. He'll live in infamy. You know, he's such a great, great ambassador for the game.
Yeah. What is the committee, you know, the Arnold Palmer Invitational Committee, how much pressure, how much work do they have to do to make sure they uphold Mr. Palmer's legacy in the correct way?
Well, they just need to run a good tournament, have the golf course in premier shape, take care of the players, make sure they're happy, and that's it. And it's a great, you know, in Florida, all the snowbirds come down to play golf and to watch golf, so it's a great atmosphere. And the committee they just got to take care of, you know, the like you say, the twos and the threes, and everything else will come out on Sunday afternoon. I mean, for some reason, the great Tiger won this tournament 8 times, and in fashions that not many people can do. I mean, he was always making 20-footers on the last hole to win the championship. So with Tiger Woods' name, and he would have played if he could, but he seems not to really have been able to rehab that leg to get strong enough, but maybe saving it for Augusta.
I think still mourning his mother as well, Charlie, but he has done a great job every Tuesday night, joining his TGL team, Jupiter Golf Links, and he's been a great ambassador for TGL. I mean, it's obviously not your, 72-hole golf competition, but I think where the collaboration Tiger did with ESPN, the time in which it's on TV, 7 p.m., on Tuesday night, this time of the year, when the Northeast is snowed out, I think 2025 has been a major win for Tiger, overcoming some adversities with his mother dying and still his body not being able to get healthy, to still have TGL thriving in such a positive way for the game. I think that's a massive win for the Big Cat.
He's getting so much different coverage on him now, and in this indoor golf league, he's showing his personality, that he's still just a kid and he wants to have fun with his teammates and he likes to give the needle and so on and so forth. One thing that came out this week that kind of scared me a little is he says his son has some kind of, I don't know, he's just not 100%. Have you heard any more about what's wrong with his son, Charlie?
I have not heard anything serious about Charlie's health. I'm pretty up to date here as far as what's going on with Tiger and Charlie. But I have not seen that. Charlie, I'll do some research, talk to a couple sources and see what's going on. But, at first search, I have not seen anything as far as Charlie Woods' health. And he was at TGL Center on Tuesday.
Yep.
He was watching, Tiger play TGL alongside Kai Trump, who, is the granddaughter of Mr. President, and supposedly, Kai Trump going to have, a major influence in the game as far as what the next generation wants to see. So we'll see where that goes, Charlie. On the other side, we'll talk about the Houston Champions Dinner, and at 8:30, we're going to have Pete DeLongshaw join us, one of Charlie's good friends, also the senior vice president of Group One Automotive, and is the chairman of the Houston Champions Dinner, benefiting kids' health. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Okay, Charlie, just did a little bit of a quick search here as far as Charlie Woods is concerned. No health issues. He's ready to roll, playing a good junior schedule. He does suffer from the same allergy issues that his father, Tiger, does. You ever see Tiger wear the big sunglasses at Augusta because he's trying to keep the pollen out of his face, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. But that's really good news. I hate fake news. I don't know why people do this. It drives me crazy. But good reporting, and I'm glad that little Charlie is healthy, and he's going to be a good one, too. I mean, gosh darn, he's hit the ball so well at a very young age. But, you mentioned our upcoming guest, Pete DeLongshaw, and Joe Pogge is another gentleman involved about this dinner they have in April to recognize our good junior players and motivate them to go on to college and recognize their abilities, not only on the golf course, but in the classroom. But Pete is a very, very, he's a Houstonian, but he went to Baylor and he played baseball at Baylor. And then he got into selling cars, and boy, has he done a wonderful job. But he makes sure that he shares the success of the dealership and give money to charity, not only for golf, but for everything in Houston. And it's a great company that he works for, but they share their success. And the dinner last year, it just so happened, they honored my grandson, Charlie, who went out to TCU to play college golf.
How good is that?
You know, and they're honoring the youths of the both men and women, girls and boys, and it's going to be a fun dinner, and I hope everybody, you're interested, you can get more information, which we'll hand out a little later.
Yeah, 100%. The Champions Dinner, which honors, you know, the next generation of Houston's top high school golfers, the future stars of the game, it's not only honoring them, it's also raising critical funds to nourish hungry children in our community through kids' meals. And everyone can log on to kidsmealsinc.org and get involved with what Mr. DeLongshaw and what Charlie and, you know, what Don Faust of Faust Distributing, that's a great Houstonian, Greg Grissom, Ali Jarrett of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame, Joe Pogge, who's the mastermind of the Houston Champions Dinner. You know, get involved with this group of great Houstonians. And, you know, not only are you helping, you know, Houston's top high school golfers, but also, you know, children who are suffering from hunger. And once again, this dinner is Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. At Lakeside Country Club. An unforgettable night of golf enthusiasts and community leaders and philanthropists. They're going to have a great dinner, Charlie. This menu for April 15th, it's crafted by the reigning Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler. So I don't know if they're bringing down the steaks from Kubi's or what's in store, but if it's inspired by the two-time Masters champion, I think everyone's going to be in great shape.
That's exactly right. Very, very well said. And it is for needy people, and we're going to have what's the website that they can go to? Do you have that information? Kids Meals.
Yeah, you can secure your seat for the Houston Champions Dinner. And you can also make a donation to Kids Meals. You can do both of those things at kidsmealinc.org. That is kidsmealinc.org.
That's it.
And Charlie, there's various packages. You know, you can get involved in the biggest way. You can buy yourself a single ticket. Many ways for those to get involved. So I look forward to hearing from Pete DeLongshaw and hearing Charlie and Pete's conversation here at 8:30, so make sure you stick around for that. Where did you first meet Pete, Charlie?
Pete, I met at an Oiler football game. We went because he was working for BMW, and we got tickets from BMW and went to the football game, and from there I was working with KTRH at the time. And we took some people to Spain on a boondoggle, you might say. And I met he and his beautiful wife, and we played golf over in Spain. And then we started a tournament called the Three Amigos, which we raised some serious money for different charities for Fred Couples and Jim Nance and Blaine McAllister. So that started a great relationship. And the one guy we can't forget, too, is John Sorrentino from Insperity is involved in this also. And then Paul Zarvati even went on that trip that we went to Spain. So it's been a great association with Pete, and he hangs around all the right people.
That's incredible, Charlie. I mean, you've had so many great moments in Spain. I believe you met Miss Epps in Spain. It sounds like the Three Amigos was cultivated in Spain. That's great stuff. And yeah, John Sorrentino of Insperity, he is one of the hosts for the evening. He's on the Champions Dinner Advisory Council, and obviously we're very close with John, as he's the vice president of the sports department at Insperity. And Charlie, it's about that time, you know, for for business owners who are tuning into the conversation. You're going to have a ton of business owners tuning into your exclusive conversation with SVP of Group 1 Automotive, Pete DeLongshaw. If they need HR, if they need better payroll management, what's the company they can go to if they need that, Charlie?
Well, Will, you know it as well as I do, and it's called Insperity, a company that really specializes in helping small businesses succeed and help them through their knowledge of HR problems that you have with employees and make sure you follow the regulations. And it's a company that has really built it on good faith and knowing how to treat people, and their employees of over 4,000 people all over this country are hard at work solving HR problems and helping small business succeed. And what I like about their logo and their motto is, they want business to succeed, small business, so that communities can prosper. They want the communities can prosper. And here in Houston, there's not a better company to work for than Insperity, but it's also a company that you can do great business with, and they will help you succeed. So we'll keep going, and then later on in the show, we'll talk about their upcoming events in April for the Champions Tour. So, Will, you know it now. You're a Houstonian. It's a great company, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really spectacular. I have a ton of friends who are small business owners, and one of the main characteristics is of a small business owner is they feel like they have to take on all the HR work and all the payroll work. They feel like they have to take that on their own. But with Insperity, you don't have to do that alone. 30 plus years of experience to work helping you with your human resources, from hiring and training to HR admin and compliance. You add in competitive benefit options for your employees, and all of a sudden you've expanded your HR capabilities. With Insperity, lightening your HR load, you can focus on growing your business, surrounded by employees who are empowered to be their best. Don't let the obstacles keep you from realizing your full potential. Get the relief you need from an HR company that puts you and your employees on a path to success. So go visit Insperity.com, because with Insperity, nothing is impossible. Charlie, let's get to a quick question here before we got to go to break. We've got about 3 minutes for this one. Scotty Scheffler, world number one and two-time Arnold Palmer Invitational champion. He's seven back of Shane Lowry going into the weekend at one under. Here's Brett in Pearland. Charlie, I heard Scotty Scheffler's putting numbers have improved since switching to a TaylorMade Spider putter. Do you recommend I switch to the same? Brett.
If you got enough money to buy one, no. They're expensive. I mean, it costs as much as a driver, and that's fine because the technology and all the putting putters that are on the market today. Yes. Yeah, sure it will. I mean, you can go over to Edwin Watson, and they have these putters on display and try them out before you buy one. Go for it.
All right, great work there, Charlie. And I'm a fan of the putter, too. It's worked for a lot of players, here over the last 4 years since the Spider has come out. So, yeah, it is a good purchase. We're going to have to go to break here in a minute. As far as what's going on at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Shane Lowry leads the way after rounds of 69-67. He's sitting at 8-under, two shots ahead of Wyndham Clark. Shane Lowry was the only player in the field that broke 70 2 days in a row. We'll see if he can convert this 36-hole lead. Shane Lowry only 1-for-4 in converting 54-hole leads. And his last 36-hole conversion came at the 2019 Open Championship. Wyndham Clark, who was the first-round leader, he led by two after the first round. He's two shots back after 36 holes. He shot a 1-under-71 yesterday. You remember, Charlie, Wyndham Clark, he finished runner-up at last year's Arnold Palmer Invitational. He finished runner-up at last year's Players. Was really that player that was right behind Scottie Scheffler this time last year around the Florida swing. So we'll see what Clark has in store this weekend. On the other side, Pete DeLongshaw joins the show. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now for the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Okay, we're lucky to have Pete DeLongshaw gracing us with his presence this morning on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. We talked in the previous segment. Mr. DeLongshaw is the Senior Vice President of Group One Automotive, also the head chairman of the Champion Dinner Advisory Council. Once again, the Champion Dinner honoring Houston's top high school golfers, the future stars of the game. That takes place Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at Lakeside Country Club. You can visit kidsmealsinc.org to get your tickets. As not only are they honoring Houston's top high school golfers, but also raising critical funds to nourish hungry children in our community through Kids Meals. Mr. DeLongshaw, welcome to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Charlie, I'll let you kick things off here.
Good morning, Pete. I didn't know you got up this early.
Come on, Charlie. You know that. I'm up every morning early. How you doing, pal?
Well, we're doing good. We're excited to have you on the show this morning, talking about Joe Poggi's championship that he started with you, and you're honoring kids that are great athletes and great students. Tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, Charlie, first, thanks for having me, and, you know, it's always great to be on with the Golf Doctor, who turned my slice into an occasional draw, so anytime I can be on your show, Charlie, it's an honor. But a couple years ago, Joe and our friend John Sorrentino and Greg Grissom, we decided we needed to figure out a way to honor the top high school golfers in Houston and at the same time raise money for Kids Meals. And for those that don't know about Kids Meals, it's an organization in Houston that feeds preschool-age children who don't get to have lunch at school every day because they're preschoolers. And this organization has grown to the point where last year – they served 3 million meals to underserved kids in our community. And so our company, it's our major charity focus. So what we thought we'd do is have some fun, and we created a dinner. We'll be at Lakeside Country Club, and we're replicating the dinner that from the Masters the week before. So last year was our inaugural year, and we got to dine on Jon Rahm's Champions Dinner. And this year it will be Scottie Scheffler. So it's a very limited crowd. We'll have no more than 100 people in attendance, and we'll have some really awesome Masters-related merchandise. So we're excited to invite anybody to like to join us.
Well, that's great.
April 15th.
And you raised some good money for the kids. It's when do you have time to do all what you do? I mean, your company is so how many dealerships do you have worldwide now?
We have 259.
259.
And in Houston, we're known as Sterling McCall and Advantage BMW and Beck and Maston. So it's a wonderful company, and, you know, part of our core value is giving back to the community, and this falls into that. You know, I think over the years, you know, we've donated several million dollars to Kids Meals, and it's an exciting time for Kids Meals. They outgrew their facility. When you think about, you know, 9,000 lunches a day, they just did a massive capital campaign and raised $40 million to build a new facility, which will be open later this year. So it's an organization that is really making a difference in the Houston community.
Well, that's just incredible.
Yeah, Kids Meals.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, no, go ahead. You're up in my
opinion. I was just going to say, I mean, Kids Meals, you know, their mission to end, you know, childhood hungry is, you know, has been very inspiring. I mean, since 2006, since its inception, you know, they've delivered more than 17 million free meals to food of children in 56 different zip codes in Harris County. So, you know, what an organization to collaborate with, Pete. I'm curious, what is the criteria in which, yeah, for the junior golfers that are honored at the Houston Champions Dinner?
So we put together a group that identified the, you know, the best golfers in Houston at the high school level. Last year it was Briella Burns, who's continuing her golf and education at the University of Illinois, and then Charlie Wiley, who's currently at TCU. And so, you know, the criteria was that you need to win a bunch of tournaments and be a really good player. And we're very excited for our two recipients this year. And it looks like Briella and Charlie will both be at the dinner. We award each of these fine players a gold jacket. And and Charlie Epps was there last year. It's just a really special night for these kids.
Incredible. Well, great work. Charlie Wiley, obviously a deserving recipient with all he did in junior golf, and now taking his talents to TCU, and he's a freshman on the team making a big impact. So that's great to hear, Charlie.
Yes, sir. He's having a great time. He's living large up there in TCU in Fort Worth, Texas. And he'll be down here in Houston on the 17th and 18th at the University of Houston Golf Tournament out at the Golf Club of Houston on the 17th and 18th of March. So we're looking forward to seeing him come down. And so, hey, Pete, can you stick around for the next segment, too? We'll get your opinion and also tell us about how golf helps your company.
Yes. I'll be happy to, Charlie.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Will.
And Pete, actually, we have a couple more minutes for one more question on in this segment. We'll keep you on the other side. I noticed the two other, you know, major sponsors are Caltex and Memorial Hermann in Katy. How did those relationships come together to help benefit the Houston Champions Dinner?
Well, Memorial Hermann is so active in the community, so I think one of our fellow advisory members solicited them, and it was a quick yes. And then Caltex is a company that that Group One does quite a bit of business with, and they are they're in the community involvement in golf as well. So it was an easy ask. They're based out of San Antonio, so they'll bring their executive team in. So it's just so easy to talk about feeding hungry kids. And, you know, when these vans pull up to these in these communities, and you see the kids running out of their homes and their apartments, it's just really fulfilling for us. You know, this past 2 years ago, Jalen Petrie, the star defensive back of the Texans, adopted Kids Meals as his charity, and he did the Feed Five More campaign this year and last year, and we've raised a couple $100,000 with Jalen's efforts, and he'll most likely be at the dinner as well, which a little star power is always nice.
What a way to go there, Pete.
Great Houston Texan safety. Yeah, great Houston Texan safety there, Jalen Petrie. That's big time. How much, you know, the relationships that you made at Baylor and playing baseball in college, how much has that helped you all these years down the line in your professional world?
Well, it certainly helped. I think anytime you learn about, you know, being on a team and teamwork, and, you know, that was my connection with Jalen. We're both Baylor Bears, and you know, the Baylor community's is tight, and we got to stick together, you know, especially in today's climate where we don't have the luxuries that some of the big state schools do. So it's very important, and I think that the relationships that you make by staying involved within the community and the university has been important for me personally and for our business and for our family.
Well, Pete, we're going to take a quick break here. We appreciate you agreeing to stick around for another segment. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. As far as the Arnold Palmer Invitational is concerned, you have Shane Lowry leading the way by two shots over Wyndham Clark. Corey Connors and Colin Morikawa are in a share of third at 5-under par. You also have Russell Henley and Rory McIlroy sitting four shots back in the tie for fifth, alongside Jason Day, who's also in a share of fifth at 4-under par. We'll be back after this with Pete DeLongshaw. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
All right, let's do a quick leaderboard update before we get back to the great Pete DeLongshaw, who is, you know, changing the world of junior golf, supporting the next generation of high school players, while also feeding those in need through kids' meals. Look forward to hearing more about that here in a couple minutes. As far as the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Shane Lowry leads the way to 8-under par. He's looking to convert his first 36-hole victory since the 2019 Open Championship. And he's got a group of superstars behind him. Wyndham Clark, Colin Morikawa, Russell Henley, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, all within four of Lowry going into the weekend at Bay Hill. So a lot going on there with coverage going on this afternoon there on NBC. As far as the Puerto Rican Open, the opposite field event, Rasmus Nygaard-Petersen leads by one over Colonial winner Davis Riley after rounds of 64-65. You also have some great younger talent in contention there in the Puerto Rico Open. Noah Goodwin, who trains in Dallas. He's only three shots back of Nygaard-Petersen going to the weekend. And you also have Carl Phillips, former Stanford sensation. He is in a tie for fourth at 12-under par. And Phillips is actually the first ambassador of Tiger Woods' Sunday Red, first player that that signed with Sunday Red. So keep an eye on the opposite field event action going on in Puerto Rico. And one last thing before we get back to Mr. DeLongshaw. Charlie, you look at the action, the Corn Ferry Tour action going on in Chile. How about our guy and friend of the show, Cole Hammer, in a tie for first going into the weekend at the KFT action. He's at 11-under. I mean, Charlie, yesterday, Hammer, he made 10 birdies and one bogey en route to a 9-under 62. It's great to see him start to get that putter warmed up, Charlie.
You know, it really is. Cole Hammer has been, a star in high school, and then he went on to University of Texas, and now he's in the professional ranks. And if he can close a deal this weekend to get a victory, that's going to make his confidence really, really grow. And I think in a couple more years, he's going to really be one of the outstanding young players from Houston, Texas.
I agree, Charlie. Great ball striker. Getting that putter going now. You know, he leads the field this week in Chile with 15 birdies through 36 holes. So that's something we'll definitely keep our eye on. Let's get back to Mr. Pete DeLongshaw. Pete, you still with us?
I'm still here trying to figure out how you make 15 birdies in 36 holes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's so great, Charlie, to see these young players excel and and the work they're putting in, and going to PGA Tour before you know it, it's just terrific.
That's that confidence. Get that, get out there playing for those big bucks. It takes a while to get there, and also it the guys don't realize, but playing golf as a professional, and you're going to play about 3,000 holes a year, and plus practice, and you got to really be in good shape. And I think Cole has finally got his body in a stronger position, and he can swing the club as good as anybody. So I really look forward to him having a good year.
Well, it looks like it's starting out pretty well, Charlie.
What's that, Pete?
I said it looks like his year's starting out pretty well based on the last 2 days.
That's right. That's right, Nick. And I want to apologize to our listeners. You know, we got a three-way conversation going here. Will is up in Montana in God's country, Big Sky, and Pete is out at his ranch in Houston, and I'm downtown at the headquarters. So sometimes there's a little silence. But Pete, as you go into the year, what do you think the economy is going to be? How your company who sells cars? How do you feel with the new president and how we're going to do this year?
Well, you know, we're seeing a little bit of lull in consumer confidence. There's just an awful lot of change happening. You know, certainly some necessary, and you know, we're not going to talk about politics on the show here, but you know, the economy still is strong. You take a look at even in the stock market, we've had some blips in the last couple of weeks, but you know, overall, I think consumers, you know, in our business still either have to drive cars or get the car serviced. So, you know, we do, you know, the majority of our revenues come from the new and used car sales. But at the heart of it is the parts and service business, which we excel at. So we're confident going into this year as our company. You know, we're trading on the New York Stock Exchange, and so we're positive moving forward.
Beautiful. Good news.
Pete, how much over the years being in the car industry, how much does the automobile industry and the world of golf intertwine from a corporate sponsorship standpoint and obviously, you know, a charity standpoint, what you're doing with Kids Meals for the next generation of high school golfers in Houston? How do those things kind of intertwine on a yearly basis?
Well, it intertwines a lot. You look at like what BMW's done with the BMW Championship. It's probably the most well-branded tournament the tour has, and it's been a launching pad for BMW from a sports marketing standpoint. And then, you know, over the years, the work we've done with local charities, whether it's, you know, hole-in-one cars or, you know, just, you know, giving money to these organizations, and then getting together with our customers on the golf course, it's invaluable. And you know, it's you know, 4, 5, 6 hours at these charity tournaments where you can spend quality time with your customers and your colleagues. And you know, that's why this Kids Meal thing for us is so important, because you know, our company, we give a lot of money, but it's an opportunity for our associates and you know, my colleagues to go make lunches, and we, you know, they do 9,000 lunches a day. Somebody's got to make all those lunches. So you take a look at, you know, the major companies in Houston are all involved with Kids Meals, because you can go and volunteer your time and not have to write a check. And you know, so you put all those things together, and it's just, you know, whether it's golf or charity, I think the best businesses are committed to giving back to their community, which is, you know, today's time more vital than ever.
Well, Pete, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the show this morning with me and Will, and success for your company this year. But also, let's have a big time at Lakeside Country Club with the big dinner for the kids, and let's just keep having a good time. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, April 15th, Lakeside Country Club. I'll see you at the course, Charlie.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Will.
Got it. Thank you, Mr. DeLongshaw. That is Pete DeLongshaw. Once again, you know, just incredible things he's doing for the next generation of junior golfers in the Houston area. Once again, that is Tuesday, April 15th, and you can get your tickets at kidsmealinc.org. It's there at Lakeside Country Club. Come out, enjoy a great dinner inspired by Masters champion Scottie Scheffler, and honor Houston's top high school golfers. You know, Charlie, I know how much that award meant to Charlie Wiley last year, and I look forward on April 15th. It's going to be another good crop of junior golfers who are getting awarded and are on their way to the next level of collegiate golf.
Oh, yes, it's magnificent, and guys like, and there's, a, you know, so many great business people like Pete and his company, Insperity, and their champion employees that support the community, and everybody prospers. So, yes, it's a good fix, and I really admire the BMW company for what they do for all of their charities.
And that is, you know, Tuesday, April 15th. And then just down the road from that, first round of championship play at the Insperity Invitational. That's Friday, May 2nd, Charlie. You've got the Wood Forest National Bank Pro-Am going on Wednesday, April 30th, and Thursday, May 1st. And then the competition gets rolling as far as the Champions Tour at the Woodlands Country Club on Friday, May 2nd. That's going to be a spectacular week at the Woodlands Country Club. A couple big events that fans need to keep an eye on. At 5 p.m. on Friday, May 2nd, you've got John Daly's Grip It and Rip It Long Drive competition. On Saturday at 2 p.m., Saturday, May 3rd, you've got the Folds of Honor Greats of Golf competition. Mr. Nicholas, Mr. Player, Mr. Trevino, all going to put on a great exhibition, among many others. Pat Bradley, Laura Davies, always a great field that Mr. Brian Nagel puts together for the Folds of Honor Greats of Golf competition, so don't miss that Saturday, May 3rd. And then come out on Sunday, May 4th, to the final round of championship competition, where we'll find out who the next Insperity Invitational winner is. It's just going to be a great week. And, Charlie, the best part about all this, Friday, the first round of competition, yes, it's free admission courtesy of Insperity. Saturday, second round of championship competition, free admission courtesy of Wood Forest National Bank. And the final round, come watch, free admission courtesy of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Hats off to Mr. Brian Nagel, year in, year out. Charlie just does a great job putting this schedule together, putting the sponsorships together, and bringing the best in the world to the Woodlands Country Club.
That's right. The champions of yesteryear, they come on Saturday and give a great exhibition with all of the past Hall of Famers. So the spring is such a good time in Houston, Texas. We got through this Michigan weather. Now we're going to enjoy our spring until August gets here and it gets to be 120.
Charlie, I want to knock out one more question. We've got 2 minutes to do it. This comes from Maurice in Houston. Charlie, what's your best advice for keeping a good golf swing as you get older in age?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm right there. I just turned 80 years old, and what I'm finding is I have to practice a little more than I did before and make big swings, but in slow motion. As we grow older, our balance is not as good, so we've got to really get our tempo, timing, and rhythm down. And don't change, go for distance, but get your putter and become a great putter. Get on the putting green and putt for an hour. Us seniors, we can do that. And once you start dropping those 20-foot putts for par and for bogeys, your scores are really going to get better.
That's great. That's great work there, Charlie. A lot more work, in your opinion, needs to be done around the greens and saving shots around the greens as the age gets a little older there?
Oh, yes. Yes, and putting is easy to get good at. So it just takes some practice and sometimes on the time on the putting green. And the putting green, like at Memorial Park, is beautiful. Doesn't cost you anything to go putt. And you can become improve your score. So practice putting.
Practice your putting and watch the three great events going on this weekend. There's a ton you can learn about your game watching high-level PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour competition. You've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational going on, Puerto Rico Open, and also the Korn Ferry Tour action in Chile. We're out of time here. Charlie, great work. AJ behind the ones and twos, great work. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. We'll see you next weekend in the middle of the Players.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Will.
Hey, I appreciate it, Charlie.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
You got it, my friend. Be careful.